This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we've talked about it all the time. We're going to need every single buddy. This is just not rhetoric. This is just not talk. Tonight proved that we're going to need every single person on this roster to help us win a baseball game. This is a team effort. And hey, so enjoy the out of it. But we got a game later today. All right? Hey, we got a game later today.
Our starting pitcher was on base nine times.
That's right.
Dodgers clubhouse seats pretty loose.
Nine times.
They seem like they're ready to go. By the way, because people were asking us, I mentioned Mookie with all the stuff. Here's the list of awards that Mookie Betts has. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
He's been an MVP. He's won 3 World Series. He has 7 silver sluggers, 8 all-stars, 6 gold gloves, a batting title.
6 gold gloves.
The Wilson overall defensive player of the year.
Huh.
Yeah.
He's got in 2 different fishing holes of fame.
And Major League Player of the Year award, and now the Roberto Clemente Award.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
And he can also dunk a basketball at 5'9 and bowl a 300 game.
Yeah, multiple 300 games. Yeah, he's that dude.
A 900 series.
He's absolutely that dude.
But no Lissigor.
No Lissigor.
I don't see it on his baseball reference page, or maybe I need to look at his journalist reference page.
Was he ever voted the Athletic's top radio producer?
I don't know.
Alex, do you have an honor you'd like to share?
Have John put him in the... In the survey this year, yeah. Mookie Betts.
Give him one off season, Tanny. He could probably learn how to do it pretty damn well.
That's true.
All right, so look, the Manfred Man, that happens during the regular season, the Ghost Runner. I like that rule more than most during the regular season. I enjoy that rule. I could see arguing to have it come in the 11th, maybe give them one inning. Where you get to try to do some stuff during the regular season, but I like it. I'll never forget, it was Morgan Ensberg, the former third baseman and former minor league manager, who called it half-court baseball. And I feel like it's still baseball. It instigates strategy. You have to immediately decide, are you going to sacrifice, are you going to steal, whatever. And yes, it ends games quick.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
As much as I loved last night's game, I just like 2018, and I remember thinking it the same way when they had an 18-inning World Series game, that it was work to stay up. It was work to watch that game a little bit because it devolves. A lot of hitters are just trying to leave the yard and just trying to go yard and end it that way. And then pitchers can take advantage knowing that, and there's added anxiety at the plate, and action goes away.
I don't think that happened last night, though.
Tommy Edman had the leadoff double in one of the rallies, or one of the attempted rallies that didn't go anywhere.
I felt like both managers were trying to push some buttons with getting guys on base. We saw Shohei get on base and try to steal a base late.
Every time that Shohei got on, they tried to have him steal.
Yeah, so to me, there was still strategy involved in it.
There's a lot of people that didn't get a chance to see it and have the badge of honor. I have felt this way, and I felt it this way again last night. And I know it goes against some baseball romanticism,
It goes against your whole bit.
Well, it's just, I think that the Manfred man, the ghost runner, even in the postseason,
no.
After like inning 13,
no.
Give him four innings to try and solve it. And then go Manfred man.
All right, I'm going to go old school and new school on you in rebuttal to your thoughts on this.
Okay.
The old school part of me just says flat out no. Play it straight the way it's supposed to be. And the fact that we have had some postseason games that have gone extra innings, I have enjoyed the fact
me too.
That managers have had to actually manage it.
Me too.
And it's not just automatic sacrifice because there's a guy on second base. No, let's play it out.
I'm after the 13th, Lawrence. I'm not saying 10th or 11th or even 12th.
Keep playing. And let me tell you why. Because if we had done the Manfred man and the game ends with a single to left, doesn't feel as good as what we witnessed. And this is the new school part of my argument.
Doesn't feel as good the next day or even in the moment last night?
No, it does not.
Because that was exhausting.
That's the point. The new school argument is you're an old school consumer. You needed it to be 18 innings. The way that baseball is being shared now is in clips. So people get an opportunity to enjoy and live in that moment, whether it's the mic'd up experience or the isolated call or the dugout view of it. Think of all of the people that went searching for Freddie Freeman today or went searching for Otani.
They're searching for the Will Klein moment like we were talking about.
Because they
all
woke
those
up this morning and they didn't stay up. They called it a night because they had to get up and work. And they win. They're like, wow, look at this.
I know a guy who I was texting with last night, and he disappeared after the 13th. He said he had to wake up at 5 a.m., deal with two kids, and then, you know, have to survive working at a radio station with his boss, Mitch Rosen, all day. That man was Ryan Porth. He bailed on my rotation of baseball texters last night. He disappeared from the group. I know, Lawrence.
Baseball itself doesn't... they're going to act like they care because the numbers will probably be good, but they don't really care, especially on the ratings numbers after midnight across most of the country last night. They don't care about that. But what they got was moments. They have moments that they can sell back to us as baseball romantics for years.
They would still have those moments.
It's not the same.
Hey, man, with all due respect, you were asleep after the 14th, from the 14th to the 18th, and I was there watching dudes just swing for the fences and try to end it that way, and I was fighting to stay awake. Damn it.
Right. And you know what I did?
And it's when a badge of honor that we did.
And
I know.
You know what I did when I woke up? I ran to my phone. Ran to my phone to find out what happened, and then spent 30 minutes at 6 a.m. spent 30 minutes going through the game again. And that's how most people are consuming the game now.
Violent disagreement on text and Twitch and on my own personal phone. Is there anybody out there who sees my thought process here?
We see it.
And doing it after, say, the 13th inning, something
ridiculous.
Like that.
I am now running for host of Hit and Run. Alex, just start printing up flyers and stuff.
I know that the young play-by-play voice of the Miami Marlins totally agrees with me on this one.
He's related to you. That doesn't matter.
True. But I know we had the idea independently of me. We conversed about it this morning after he hosted on Just Baseball.
Sounds real independent.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Lawrence, text Steven Nelson, see what he thinks about it. An unbiased observer who got to make the call of a lifetime last night.
But who had to work for 6.5 hours last night on the ball game and has to turn around.
Poor you, yeah. Having to work 6 hours at a World Series game.
They almost threw out a position player last night. Does that change your mind at all? Dave Roberts said he was thinking about doing a position player, and then Yamamoto volunteered and said, we're not going to do that, Skip. What if you see a position player in a freaking World Series game?
Then it's like the most epic World Series game of all time, because that means that we have gone through all of Johnny Allstaff. Mm-hmm. He's given you everything that he had,
yeah,
and he had to find someone else to pitch.
You're right. And there's some other starting pitcher sitting there who's not doing it, and all his teammates are like, what the hell's wrong with you, man?
Yep.
What the hell's wrong with you? You don't love the team? You don't love the sport?
I don't believe it! Look, him! Yeah.
All right, I think I've been shouted down.
Good.
Shouted down. Lawrence, I'd like you to wish you well with Hit and Run.
Thank
next
you.
Year.
I've got some ideas on how we're going to change some things.
You got it.
Immediately.
I will take over House of L.
There's a meeting tomorrow at noon.
Please, whatever you do, don't take away the low brass.
No, the low brass.
Please, Lawrence, don't do it.
All right.
Got to keep the team of the moment jingle.
Tanny, here's what I was thinking. We add some football to the show.
Oh. That's out. Here's one.
You think Sam Spence has something with a little low brass in it?
I think that we have a segment called Block and Tackle.
Oh yeah.
And then we do that for it. We preview football teams. Yeah. I think that's how we can really make an impact on Hit and Run.
Here's a texter. Ghost Runner after the 13th is perfect. They were floating position players pitching. Yeah, that's right. I texted the show myself.
From your 219 account?
from my burner.
From your Northwest Indiana burner
you got? You know that.
I know that old chestnut.
All right.
Is that Kenny Owens that sent that one in? Oh, that's a deep cut.
It's Kenny from LaGrange Park.
It's a deep cut right there. If you got that one, you've been listening to this radio station for far too long.
I thank you for that. I have been listening to this radio station for far too long. You know how long I've been listening to this radio station? Here's how I know. That Hawk Harrelson has been in my head all damn World Series long. The entire time. Because Mark Wegner is out there as the crew chief.
Oh.
And I've been wanting to know what he's doing. I don't know what he's doing.
You got to ask him.
You got to ask him.
You do him,
Hawk Wegner. Hawk is the one who asks him.
Well, see, there you go. You get to torture him by having him be out there for 18.
Oh, boy. Everybody's confused. Varsho Stone is back. Bichette's wandered off of the base, and he's out. He thought it was ball four. I think we all thought it was ball four. But the home plate umpire, Mark Wegner, said strike two, and so that was a live ball.
Oh, what are you doing? He threw him out of the ball game. You got to be beeping me. What in the hell are you doing? Wegner, you gotta be kidding me. That is so bad. That is absolutely brutal.
That's incredible.
That is unbelievable. I'll tell you what. They have got to start making guys be accountable. That is totally absurd. That just tells you he has blue. Here's an umpire in the American League knows nothing about the game of baseball. That's unbelievable.
knows nothing about the game. Cut to, what, 15 years later? He's the crew chief in the World Series.
I love Hawk.
He when he was angry, nothing better.
Great television.
The best red ass on television.
Because it was righteous indignation.
Yes.
That's why.
Yeah, purely.
And in, and if the White Sox got stuff wrong, he no, Johnny, no. He would even get there too. But that's the beauty of it.
That was a garbage call by Mark Wegner. He threw it. Was it Sale that he threw out? Or was it Burley?
Quintana.
Quintana. You're welcome. He threw out Quintana, and he just lost it. What are you doing, Wegner? My favorite is the moment when he has to look down just to make sure that's who the ump is. What in the hell is he doing? He looks down. What are you doing, Wegner? That's the first time he uses the name. It's brilliant. It's the best.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.